Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today going to be turning partly cloudy. We'll have a high near 70. Right now in Kenosha, it's 62 degrees, 56 in Burlington, Milwaukee 63, also 63 in Racine. After more than 90 minutes of debate, including some 45 minutes behind closed doors, the Kenosha City Council last night approved an agreement with Roush Construction to fix the flawed Washington Park Velodrome. The bike racing track supposed to have opened back in the spring after a complete reconstruction, but cracks appeared in the concrete surface, delaying the opening. Alderman Scott Gordon urged his colleagues not to delay a decision on this proposed settlement after the Public Works Committee had deferred a vote after a rather lengthy closed session earlier in the evening.
If for some reason this does not get done this year, I think it's simply because questions could not be answered, whatever they were in closed session tonight. I don't know. I wasn't in there. If we need to go in closed session right now to discuss that, that'd be fine. But I think we're jeopardizing this project by delaying it.
The settlement includes another $25,000 payment to Roush for the replacement of four concrete panels in the track surface. Roush will replace another 11 at their own expense. The work to also be done to address voids beneath the track surface. Settlement vote 13-1, Alderman David Bogdala, the only no vote. Meanwhile, a resolution that allows the city of Kenosha to apply for more than $4.7 million in HUD money to help fund a proposed super fire station at the old Bain School Station site. It's been approved by the City Council. Plan developed by the fire department's command staff includes closing two fire stations in favor of the new, more centrally located site at 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue. Alderman David Bogdala saying the loan is an efficient way to implement the fire department's plan.
Very efficient to the Kenosha taxpayer, where we're obviously, hopefully, will be approval for some federal funding to be able to help make this work in an efficient and financially sound manner. So this is something that a number of us have been arguing for a number of years.
Just one person spoke during the public hearing on that proposal, calling it a gambling with people's lives without getting input from the public. Resolution to apply for the HUD loan approved unanimously. In Eau Claire County Circuit Court, the public defender there representing a man from Racine accused of stabbing his older sister to death with a knitting needle isn't sure he understands the case against him. 73-year-old James Bunskowski is a Vietnam-era veteran with no criminal record, but who suffers from stage 2 dementia and Alzheimer's. An autopsy showed that Alexandra Marivka's cause of death was complex homicidal violence, 6 stab wounds along with neck fractures. Bunskowski had blood on his hands and clothing. A dog in the home was also stabbed, covered in blood when police arrived. Bunskowski remains in jail up in Eau Claire on a $500,000 bond. Charges filed in Racine County Circuit Court against a man accused of shooting another man several times at point-blank range inside an apartment building this past weekend. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
23-year-old Conrice Williams Jr. has been charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm. According to court records, Racine police were called to a building in the 1800 block of Douglas Avenue after neighbors reported hearing numerous gunshots. One of them located the victim, the building's handyman, in the hallway. The victim told police a man he recognized as the boyfriend of one of the building's tenants approached him, apparently intoxicated and complaining about being evicted. He said he did not speak to the man, who was suddenly right in front of him and shot him several times, including once in the face. Williams was arrested a short time later based on the victim's description. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Racine County Sheriff's Office putting out additional images of an attempted holdup last Thursday at a business on Loomis Road in the town of Norway. Two women walked into the Windlake BP, tried to take money from the register while armed with a knife. Unsuccessful with that, left without getting any cash, nobody hurt. Women described as white in their late teens to early 20s. It's believed a Buick LeSabre with a tan roof may have been involved as well. Sheriff's Office putting an additional photo or two up on their Facebook page. Anybody with information urged to contact the Racine County Communications Center or Crime Stoppers. A contract with Racine-based A.W. Oaks & Son to begin the cleanup on a portion of the Chrysler engine plant site in Kenosha, approved by the City Council last night. $6.2 million project to involve the remediation of the rest of the polluted soil at that location. And take note that as of Wednesday, the state DOT will begin a series of turn lane closures at the intersection of Highways 165 and 31 in Pleasant Prairie. It's expected to continue until later in the fall. The first to involve both the left turn lanes from eastbound 165 to northbound Highway 31, the right turn lane from westbound 165 to northbound 31. These closures necessary to complete grading and storm sewer and paving operations for the Highway 165 rehabilitation project. A ceremonial ribbon cutting held yesterday for Training Grounds, a new coffee shop being operated by Racine County that'll provide job training and employment to some young adults with limited job skills. Racine County Workforce Solutions Manager Mark Mundell said the new shop going to serve a variety of purposes.
Which is giving people that need the opportunity to gain critical workplace skills, soft skills, the opportunity to develop them under our tutelage, while you enjoy a lovely, tasty cup of coffee.
The coffee shop in the lobby of Workforce Solutions in the Dennis Kornwolf Service Center building on Taylor Avenue, it is open to the public. There are at least five developers interested in the former Case Plowworks building at 615 Marquette Street in Racine, which most recently was a Halloween-related enterprise. And the city's redevelopment authority hopes a revised procedure not only leads to better chances for a sale and even more developer interest, but at least some valuable data may be privately paid for. Development Director Amy Connolly, based on documentation with her most previous work in Illinois, presented an outline that she said would be for requests for qualifications.
Rather than go out and ask developers to come back with architectural plans and beautiful pictures of what the site will be, we focus in on what our real interests are, which is actually having a successful project that is financially feasible.
New RDA member John Crimmings, a veteran in the local real estate market, wondered about the ability of developers to study the market for a project with a revised selection process.
If they submit a proposal or qualifications, and if they're financially strong enough and they have a track record and we were convinced that they know what they're doing, then to give them a period of time to go out and make sure that they can accomplish what it is that they want to do. If they take the time to do their market study, we're not going to sell it to somebody else during that period. But then when we pull the trigger on it, we have a very good idea that it's going to be successful.
Connolly indicating the selection process for a developer could be whittled down to two or three finalists for interviews, ratings of each, then a recommendation. Caledonia Village Board last night approving a contract with the City of Racine for Bell Urban System bus service next year. The cost, $30,400, same cost as this year. Trustees approving a variance for construction of a garage that'll be 140 square feet larger than is allowed by a village ordinance.
The owner would like to use that structure for a hobby shop. He has a very unique hobby in regarding restoring vintage sailplanes, which is what he's using it for. And then just so that everyone is aware, the owner has signed the village waiver in regards to commercial use for personal use only.
The variance approved without discussion. Also, village officials inviting the public to an October 15th open house at Fire Station 12. That's at 5 Mile and Douglas. Safety day activities between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Kenosha Council approving the transfer of a lease for city-owned parking space by the Best Western Harborside Inn, a move it's hoped to help finalize the sale of that motel to new ownership. Negotiations for the troubled facility has been periodically shut down by various code violations, but ongoing for weeks. Alderman John Fox calling it important that the ability is to transfer the lease to the new owners and that it be granted.
The lease is up in 2066. Gosh, I hope I'll be here then. No. This is really important to the downtown. This is a really important sale to the city as a whole.
Meanwhile, after receiving assurances from the prospective buyers that they will be working with the neighbors who want to use the lot, the alderman decided unanimously to approve the transfer of the lease. And a couple of informational meetings have been scheduled to allow Burlington residents to get more details about the community pool advisory referendum that's on the November 8th ballot. Voters are going to be asked if the city should be allowed to borrow up to $5.4 million to finance construction of the new pool. Presenters will include representatives from Ayers & Associates, the firm that designed the pool, along with officials from the city and the Community Pool Board. The first informational session is going to be tomorrow evening, and the second on October the 24th. Both will take place in the Burlington High School Auditorium between 6 and 8 p.m. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form throughout the day. They're on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.